sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." Remember Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel." And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, for they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. And Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles marred. But new wine must be put in new bottles." And they watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him. And he saith unto them, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. And the governor answered and said unto them, "Which of the two will you that I release unto you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate saith unto them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ?" They all said unto him, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "Why? What evil hath he done?" They cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Remember Jesus. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Join our hearts in prayer. O God, we thank thee for Jesus. As we call to remembrance his life, his ministry, his death, his resurrection, our hearts are filled anew with gratitude for thy mercies. Be known to us, O God, in the breaking of bread. Quicken within us a deeper sense of participation in the body of Christ, so that even in its brokenness, it may minister to a broken world. Be to us the bread of life, that we may be able to tell others where the bread of life is found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Jesus then took the cup and again gave thanks. And he said to them, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As oft as you drink this cup, do it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come again."
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Lord, it is indeed. Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Gracious Father, in whose presence are pleasures forevermore, we thank you for the joy and brightness of our faith, which dispels from our minds all doubt and gloom. Renew and increase such joy within us that day by day our lips may sing praises to you and our hearts be gladdened in holy anticipation of life eternal. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.